Magnificent Park.
All aboard! All aboard! Bound for Magnificent Park! All aboard!
Called the station master. Tara, Marek, Miko, and Jesse, along with Susanna, their guide for the day, clambered aboard the train bound for Magnificent Park, one of Heaven's adventure parks, specifically created for children. The Heavenly Train was designed to look like a steam locomotive used on Earth in the early 1900s. The locomotive was transparent, so the passengers could watch the various parts of the engine in motion. As the children peered into the engine room, two men paused from shoveling and waved at them. Instead of shoveling coal, as was used for steam locomotives on Earth, the men were shoveling in heavenly energy crystals, which were used to turn the water in the engine into a powerful steam, so powerful, the train actually flew through the sky.
"That must be Magnificent Park," Miko exclaimed.
"Indeed it is," replied Susanna. "We'll be pulling into the station soon." Susanna and the children stepped off the train. In front of them stood a sign listing several paths they could take. Worlds Beyond, Pathway of Change, Enthusiastic Trail, and Adventures from History.
"Oh, I love changes," Tara said. "Let's take the Pathway of Change and see where it takes us."
The children walked, ran, hopped, and skipped along the flowing, shiny pathway, which wove its way through the park.
"I wonder why this is called the Pathway of Change," Tara said with a hint of curiosity in her voice. "Amazing! Look at our clothes! We're all wearing new, fun outfits! But how did that happen?"
"I don't know," Jesse added. "But it seemed to happen when you said the word change."
Immediately, the path they went on changed into a slide. Downhill and uphill they went, and around, zipping through beautiful scenes of stars and planets. The children caught on fast. Miko was the next to call out the word
change,
and the sky overhead changed from blue into a swirl of fabulous shades of green, blue, purple, pink, and yellow. The children enthusiastically called out the word change while they enjoyed the variety of experiences that came with each call. At one point along the Pathway of Change, they were dropped off right in front of a life-sized gingerbread house. Inside were large mushroom tables with smaller mushrooms for seats.
"This looks like fun," Marek said. "Let's go inside."
The children entered the little house and sat on mushroom chairs around a table. Marek pressed a red button in the center of their table, and out popped a little gingerbread man who greeted the children with a bow.
"At your service, my friendly giants," the gingerbread man said.
"I have been given the honor of serving you a heavenly delicacy. With just a push of this button, our special sherbet maker instantly generates your favorite flavor of sherbet. Ha ha! Ah, I see that you children like mango, strawberry, and cherry sherbet. Prepare to enjoy the delightful flavors."
And with that, the little gingerbread man busied himself by serving the sherbet.
"Heaven is so full of excitement and yummy things," Marek said with delight.
"That's because everything is especially made to show Jesus' love for us," Susanna explained.
"I have an idea. How about all of you say that special word at the same time to see what happens?"
"Oh yes, let's try it," Tara said. "One, two, three, change!"
the children chorused. This time, the change the children experienced was unique. The little group was split up and taken to different places. Tara and Jesse found themselves in the butterfly flutter booth. Giant butterflies, with a wingspan of nearly 2 meters, fluttered around the children. Jesse and Tara found that they were both outfitted with butterfly wings. Their wings moved up and down just by thinking about how they wanted them to move, much like your legs and arms move by the power of thought. Once they felt comfortable with their wings, off they flew with the butterflies to a field of giant sunflowers, where they played a game of hide-and-seek together with the butterflies. But where were Miko, Marek, and Susanna? The three of them had found themselves in the fascinating garden grove, full of enormous plants and flowers.
"We're so small in comparison to the plants here," Miko said. "I feel much like an ant must feel compared to the plants on Earth." "Oh, look, it's a fairy."
"If you sing about colors," the fairy told them, "the roses will turn whatever shade you sing about."
"Red, yellow, green, and blue, Jesus, Jesus, I love you," Miko sang.
To her wonder, the roses began to turn the very colors mentioned in the song: red, yellow, green, and blue. As Miko sang, guess who appeared? None other than their best friend and big brother, Jesus himself. Jesus picked up Miko and Marek and spun them around and around. "Are you enjoying yourselves?" Jesus asked.
"Oh, yes, very much,"
the children replied. "I'm happy to hear that," Jesus said. "Everything in this park is made to show you my great love for you. My love for you is constant and all around you. It's one thing that will never change." As Jesus spoke, Miko, Marek, and Susanna found themselves at the Bouncing Clouds Pavilion, which appeared to be a sky full of fluffy clouds of many shapes, sizes, and colors.
"Look," cried Miko, "there are Jesse and Tara bouncing on the clouds."
And there they were, jumping up and down on the clouds like they would on a trampoline, only much higher. Right away, Miko, Marek, and Susanna joined in the bouncing. As they each sprang from cloud to cloud, the colorful clouds moved around the sky, so they never knew what cloud they would land on next.
"Watch this," Jesse announced, as he bounced high into the air, did a flip, and then dove back into the cloud,
only to go through the cloud and land on the cloud beneath. All of the children started bouncing and flipping and diving into the clouds. Then Miko reached out to grab a piece of the cloud and threw the cloud ball at Marek, and soon all of the children were bouncing from cloud to cloud and throwing cloud balls at each other. The children ended the day by sailing in a small yacht on the park's wide river. The skipper taught the boys how to handle the rigging, which consisted of ropes used to position the sails to catch the wind. The girls learned to steer the boat using the tiller. At one point they stopped to fish, using tasty treats on the ends of their lines instead of hooks. The fish would grab a hold of the treat and give the line a yank. Jesse was very surprised when he pulled a fish up into the boat, and the fish winked at him and then jumped back into the river.
"I think the fish was thanking me for the yummy treat," Jesse said. "Look, everyone," Tara called. "A fish jumped out of the water and dropped this beautiful jewel into my hand." "Oh, I'd like to have jewels like that too," Miko said.
The two girls continued fishing, and soon each girl had enough jewels to string together for a necklace. Marek jumped into the river and swam underwater with the fish. It looked like such fun that soon all of the children jumped in for a swim, which delighted the fish, who swam in and out around the children. The outing to Magnificent Park was coming to an end, but the children knew they would be able to go to Magnificent Park again and again, and that there were more heavenly delights just waiting to be discovered and enjoyed. One day, you will be able to explore heaven's mysteries firsthand. Until then, you can imagine the wonderful adventures that await you, and even ask Jesus to show you some of the wonders of heaven in your dreams. There's so much to look forward to.